Laura, I'm from the Imperial War Museum.
Okay, and which of the table discussions were you at, Stephanie?
The networking one.
Did you learn anything, or did you teach anyone anything?
Yep, I think so. We came up with kind of some rules when you go into a room and have to network, which were, I can't remember them all, but things like set yourself clear objectives and don't be afraid to meet them. Silence is okay if you're talking to people. Don't run to the loo when you get scared or intimidated.
Right. I think everyone's putting these into practice right now at the networking session we're at.
Well, you're not going to the loo, you're here.
Yeah, I haven't.
You're in the room.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. And how about you, ladies? Can you tell me your name and where you're from?
I'm Alexandra. I work for Event Communications. We're a design company.
Okay.
And I was at the International Networks table.
Did anything interesting come out of that for you?
Yeah, there were lots of interesting things. It was all about working with different cultures and in different cultural settings. And I think we were just talking about it. We were both on the same table. We were talking about it afterwards. And we were discussing how we talked about working in different international cultures and being very aware of what's expected of you and the stereotypes that come with you when you step between two worlds, as it were. We were saying actually that starts to apply to... Between the business and the cultural sector, or between different organisations within the cultural sector. So all the different things that started to come up in that conversation were, you know, had hugely interesting further thoughts that we could take on.
Okay, and do you have any more comments?
Yeah, we were at the same table. I'm Sabine, I work at Tate in a cultural leadership placement. I think what we were discussing also, that we talked a lot about international differences in culture and so on, and I thought I've done a career change from the commercial sector into culture, and there's a lot of different cultures also changing sector or changing departments in organizations, so it's not only about kind of the countries you're working in, the countries you're from, but also how things are different and how things you approach differently in your in different organizations.
There's some good things to take away already from today.
Yeah, absolutely. I also found the presentation very interesting that we had before on the 21-hour week.
I was going to ask what you think about this 21-hour work week. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I think it's a fantastic idea. Yeah, to break this paradigm of that we just have to work for economic growth forever, but there can be other things that, you know, you find a sense of life in rather than consumption and so on, especially working in the cultural sector.
As Hilary said, finding that 25th hour is really difficult. If you're doing something that you really love, then you don't necessarily think of all of it as work, especially if some people here are freelancers, they're saying similar things. You just want to do everything, but you can't because you're constrained by this 24-hour day.
Yep.
Obviously, we can't say that we can have any more days, any more hours in the day, but the 21-hour work week might create some balance. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I think so. I think also rethinking what it means to do your hours of work and what work is, I think, would be interesting. And as much as, you know, there's this expectation it's 9 to 5 and, you know, as long as you put those hours in, that's fine. But whereas actually in this sector, you get a lot of very passionate people who think about it 24/7. It just doesn't necessarily happen at your desk when you're sat there emailing everyone and valuing that and working out how you value that, and does that then create a better workforce?